This is Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Kekin for Jane Lindholm. If you go online and check out the Winooski, you'll see the following words under the digital masthead: locally sourced organic Vermont satire. Scroll down a bit further and you'll see headlines like Black Panther spends Passover in Vermont, assists local superhero, or new evidence suggests Vermont not born in the U.S., or a March headline that reads Mud Shortage, Vermont trucks in 300 tons of mud from out of state. Adam Hall started the Winooski and writes most of the articles on the site. He joins me in our Colchester studio today. Adam Hall, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, thanks a lot. Happy to be here.
So talk about how and when the Winooski came to be.
Sure, yeah. So I started the site, oh boy, I don't know, 9 months ago. And I love writing. I had been writing for another site, another blog that I had been doing called Tenor Dad. I'm a musician as well, and so it was about music and parenting was the two things that I was doing the most of. And I had noticed that some of the hyper-local articles that I had written had done the best, right? Gotten the most views. And I thought, people really want to read about what's close to home. They want to read about what's going on in town. And I wanted to be funny. I thought, how can I combine those two things where people can read about what's going on in town and I can be funny? What if I started a Vermont satire site where I could take local issues and sort of Vermont things that I'm seeing and talking to people about, but putting my own spin on them?
And were you channeling The Onion? Because I was going to school in Madison, Wisconsin, back in the late 80s,
yeah,
when The Onion first began publishing there. And the Winooski is an Abenaki word, obviously, that means The Onion. So there is,
yeah,
that channel.
Well, yeah, I thought, well, first of all, the guy who publishes The Onion right now went to South Burlington High School. So did I. So I thought, well, we have that connection. I thought maybe he's less likely to sue me if we went to the same high school. But I thought, you know, if somebody ever did a Vermont satire site, it would have to be called the Winooski because of the Onion connection, because we've got the Onion River Co-op and we've got Onion this and Winooski that. And I thought, wow, it's such a ubiquitous word around here in Vermont that, boy, how could we not use that as the title of a satire site?
Why did you think Vermont needed local satire?
Well, because I needed local satire, and I thought, I'm a Vermonter and I live here and I'd be really interested in this. And so I think that's what people do, really. You know, you put out something that you'd be interested in and hope that someone else would be too.
So you write most of the articles, but not all of them.
Right.
Do people send you stories? And if so, how do you choose which get posted?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. You know, I started the site. I wrote about a week's worth of articles ahead of time because you don't want to publish just one thing and then think, oh, that's that new site. You need a week or two's worth of material ahead of time. So I published a bunch of stuff sort of at once. And within a week, someone had sent me an article, and a fully written article, and said, hey, why don't you use this for the Winooski? And I didn't have my name anywhere on the site. I still don't really have my name because, you know, I don't want my friends and family to be upset with me for the things I poke fun at. Hopefully it's all with a good heart. But yeah, people just started sending things in. And I thought, well, hey, that's great. That's one less idea that I need to have. And the fun thing about it is all these different perspectives, these ideas that I wouldn't have, that I couldn't have, are coming to me. And I do the editing, and I sometimes will not post one if I really think it's not a good idea or not well written. Other times it'll be a great idea that just needs a little tweaking and I'll edit it.
Well, how do you describe your own political leanings and how are your leanings reflected on this site?
Well, I used to think that I was a moderate until I feel like the political spectrum keeps shifting. So now it seems that anything that moderate feels more liberal. So I guess I have to say, well, I guess I'm a liberal now. I do have some conservative leanings and some liberal leanings. And I try to be pretty bipartisan. I think it's hard. It's Vermont. It's a more liberal state in general. I live in Burlington, definitely more liberal in Burlington than other parts of the state. But I want to include different points of view. That's why it's so great when other people write things for me.
Equal opportunity satire.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for instance, there was an article I wrote a few weeks ago about how conservative Burlington is, really, using the City Hall Park as an example of people not wanting anything to change in Burlington. And that's really a conservative viewpoint of, let's go back, you know, 40 years ago when everything was good and the people in charge were good. And I thought, boy, isn't that the conservative viewpoint? And everybody's going, Bernie, and when he was here, it was great. And let's go back to that. I'm like, wow, it's such such a disguise of this liberal progressive agenda, but it's so conservative. So I wrote an article about it. And then someone sent me another article with a very different perspective on City Hall Park that I edited and published that was, I think, you know, Burlington hosts Chop for the Arts. And it was all about how terrible it – really the idea being how ridiculous it is to chop down the trees in City Hall Park. And so we actually have two articles on the site, one sort of making fun of not wanting to change the park and one making fun of wanting to change the park. And I think that's great. I think they should both be up there.
So are there issues you try to avoid or styles that you try to avoid, Lewinowski?
Well, I think I want to do whatever is going on in the news. But, you know, for instance, I think we've had a lot of talk about gun control and that debate, and I've published a lot of articles about it. And now I'm feeling just personally a little fatigue with the topic. Not that we should stop talking about gun control, you know, but in terms of how many funny things can I say about it, really, it's not really a funny topic. You know, I try to.
I saw something about knife accidents or knife safety.
You're trying to have
a high school that had a terrible knife accident.
And yes. Yeah, I thought that was funny. You know, it's a way to reframe the debate. That's what I love about satire. It's, you know, growing up, for instance, watching Star Trek, you can say things in a fictional way that you can't say in a real way that makes you think about things differently.
Well, many would say a lot of today's late night talk shows are using humor to push mm-hmm. their own political messages or push for change. What do you think the role of satire is and what do you think of the way you practice it? What are you trying to do with it?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, I really just want to make people smile and laugh. But if I had to pick a second thing, I really want people to think and just think about things in a different way. And I think that's the role of satire for me. Is what I don't like is when satire gets very agenda pushing. And that it's just really making fun of something for the sake of it's an easy target and let's make fun of it. I think that can happen. And sometimes the late night talk shows, you know, well, conservatives will watch this show and liberals will watch this show because we know we're just going to make fun of this issue or that issue from the direction that I'm comfortable with. But can we think about, you know, how – maybe a different perspective. Can we have a different perspective on something and not think about it the way we've always thought about it? And I think satire is a way that we can do that.
Well, we'll end on that note. Burlington resident Adam Hall started the Winooski and writes most of the articles on the satirical site. We have a link to it on our website, vpr.net/Vermont Edition. Adam, thanks very much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.